They call that a news update. This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
This week on Neighbourhood Watch, the state of Victoria has decriminalised sex work. But I first talked to Radio Adelaide's Zoe Canandes on South Australia recording its first locally acquired COVID-19 case after more than 200 days of no community transmission. Here's Zoe.
There's actually been a really massive turnaround for the COVID situation in Australia within the last week since I spoke to you all last. But yeah, South Australia has had one locally acquired case. It's a bit hard because there's so many details. So we had some miners who were working in Darwin. That was people who work in mines in Darwin. And they came over and we had a gentleman and his wife, who's a close contact. They've been fallen ill and his two children as well, which is quite sad. And yeah, we've also seen across the country lots of lockdowns and lots of border shutting and restrictions and social distancing coming back into place again throughout the country. It's kind of exhausting, if I'm honest, but we're doing the right thing, I suppose. But the situation, yeah, here for COVID, again, has changed massively. I mean, in New South Wales, I'm thinking that's where it's the worst. We've got this Bondi cluster that is now up to 160 cases just from that one cluster. And Sydney is obviously in massive lockdown at the moment. Here in South Australia, we had a press conference yesterday where we were notified of the locally acquired case. And we were told by our Premier, Stephen Marshall, just as the press conference began straight away that we wouldn't be going back into lockdown and that we would just be, I'm not sure if it's a level necessarily, but we're going back to wearing masks on public transport and in public. It's highly recommended but not enforced. And things like bars and restaurants and cafes can only have a certain amount of people per square metre. The details on that I'm not entirely sure of. So we've tightened our restrictions again, but certainly aren't the worst compared to the rest of the country.
Well, we know the South Australia case came from the Northern Territory. Are there any plans to close South Australia off with neighbouring states?
Yeah, all of our borders are closed at this stage to everyone, and that's pretty much everyone everywhere now. Lots of borders have been closed down. Maybe bar Tasmania, but I'm not sure at this point. Maybe Tasmania don't want us there, so they've closed our borders to us. But yeah, lots of border closures, lots of people trying to get back into the state within, you know, one day. It was a pretty hectic past 48 hours.
Seems like it's a blast from last year.
Yeah, we've definitely been scrutinised on even a world stage. CNN have sort of said, how can Australia go on like this? I mean, all their borders are shut. They're having to go back into lockdown and hardly anyone is vaccinated. And you know what? Honestly, it's completely true. It sucks. Yesterday at 11:45, I was sitting at work just waiting for the press conference, totally convinced that we were going back into lockdown, and that anxiety, it is such an awful feeling. And I mean, I've got off, you know what I mean? I'm not even in lockdown. So, but just that anxiety and that waiting and the thought of maybe going back into lockdown at any minute, and obviously people in New South Wales and Victoria have been far more affected by this than me and how I ever could have. So please understand that, and please know that I understand that. But it's an awful feeling for the entire country, and I'm so over it on a personal note. I don't know, it's definitely put into light Scott Morrison's vaccine rollout and how incompetent it is, and hopefully it will, I don't know, maybe any silver lining that can come from a lockdown is that it means more people will get vaccinated now.
Well, what's happening on Adelaide now? Have people been going to the shops to clear out the shelves again, or are there less people on the streets?
I went to the shops last night and panic bought beer and Milo. So So, no toilet paper, though. Yeah, the toilet paper's gone. Everything's gone. And that's, I mean, there's no lockdown. And people are still preparing for a lockdown with any sort of inkling or hint or breath of the word lockdown. And all the toilet paper's gone. There's still some pasta and things look pretty normal, I suppose. But, yeah, it's quite funny. As soon as anyone, you know, thought about it, it was happening again.
Now, the neighbouring state of Victoria, the government there has decided to decriminalise sex work.
Yeah, which is really exciting. They've made this decision after they heard a review of exploitation. So the Victorian government are moving... will move to decriminalise sex work and regulate the sex industry. They've said it's through standard business industry laws, and that was from this review that heard the current system left many sex workers unprotected. The review was conducted by Reason Party leader Fiona Patten, and this is in 2020 and is currently before the state government. They're expected to release the report and table proposed legislation by the end of the year. This would see Victoria now join the Northern Territory and New South Wales as jurisdictions that have decriminalised sex work. I know in a lot of the other states, especially you know, here in South Australia, that there is a big push and a big fight constantly, always happening to decriminalise sex work in these other states. So the victory in Victoria is fantastic and exciting, but I have to acknowledge the other states that still are really reluctant. I mean, in here in South Australia, we've just had... I'm not going to explain it very eloquently, but we've had a bill go to Parliament, and now they've opened up, people were able to give submissions to this and sort of fight back on it. They have to go to a panel review thing. This bill, to decriminalise sex work, it has to go to a panel review and they have to review the legislation. And it's just this other step back that is unnecessary, unwarranted, and honestly just ridiculous. But, still so many people campaigning and advocating and fighting for this. Anyway, Victoria currently has a licensed system for sex work that is regulated by the police. It requires service providers who operate any agencies and sex workers who operate independently to apply for a licence and to be registered through the Department of Consumer Affairs. But sex workers who work at brothels do not have to register. So the law also makes it illegal for sex workers to operate from their homes unless they obtain an exemption. And so there is a bit of regulation, I mean, through the police, so no thank you. Really excited to see what this brings at the end of the year. I'm hoping there's no pushback from Victoria like we've seen here in South Australia, but I'll surely keep you all updated.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.